Amen. God knows all things, doesn't he?
Amen.
He's faithful and true. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Mindful of God's provisions. The Nile River represented the lifeblood of Egypt. Without its vital supply, Egypt would have been a mere desert in North Africa. The river flowed, the river flooded its banks annually, providing the land of rich silt, perfect for farming, because the flood occurred the same time each year. The Nile determined Egypt's calendar. The Egyptians defied the great river, whose spirit they called Hippa, and whose waters they considered the bloodstream of Horus, their god of the underworld. Therefore, when God turned the Nile to blood in the first plague of Egypt, he not only wounded the heart of the Egyptians' substance, he revealed the powerlessness of the Egyptian gods. Over and over, Exodus, God provided both disaster and deliverance to communicate that he and no other was the Lord. Exodus chapter 6, verses 7 through 8, Exodus chapter 10, verse 2, and Exodus 16, 12. Today's world offers numerous distractions from the true source of our substance and success. God never intended the consistent means of our provision to replace our dependency on him. From the reliability of the seasons to the food always ready at the market, to the automatic deposits that appear in our accounts, everything we have flows like a great river from God's gracious hand. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 18, James 1, 17. And he can remove it in a moment to remind us it is so. Can he do that? You better believe he can. It all belongs to God.
Yes, it does, brother.
And God don't want us to forget that. God wants us to realize that he's God. Amen. And he's faithful. He can do all things. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at, tonight we're going to go to Psalms. In the book of Psalms, 139. Psalm 139, and we're going to read, 139, verses, we're going to go verses 1 through 12. Psalms 139, verses 1 through 12. I'm reading from,
Yeah. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Mm-hmm. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Mm-hmm. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from me, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to me.
Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for the word of God. For thy word is forever settled in heaven. Father, just have your way tonight, Lord. Speak through these lips of clay, Lord. Just give me utterance to preach and teach your word, Lord. Speak through me, Lord. Just let your divine will be done. Father, encourage your people. Meet every need this prayer tonight, Lord. Thank you for victory, Master, in Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Amen. Now, tonight, I want to talk about some of the unique attributes of God. Now, the word unique, it means having no equal, being the only one of its kind. Unique, isn't that right? Now, attributes, it's having a special quality or characteristic. We're going to talk about some of God's qualities or some of his characteristics. We're talking about God tonight. All right. Now, number one, God is omnipresent, which means God is everywhere at the same time. He's in every place at the same time. There's nowhere that God isn't. Isn't that right? I don't care where you go, God's there. And some people try to run from God, but we can't get away from God. Look at Jonah as an example. Jonah tried to run away from God, didn't he? God spoke to Jonah and to go to Nineveh and preach the gospel. And Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh to preach to those people. The Syrians, you know, that they were rough people. They were bad people. They were people that did a lot of evil. So he didn't want to go and preach to them. He really felt like someone would get saved. And isn't that something? He didn't want people to really get delivered. So he said, "No, I'm not going to Nineveh." He tried to go to Tarsus. He went and bought him a ticket and got on a boat and headed out to Tarsus. But you see, God is everywhere at the same time. Jonah didn't get... See, we can't hide from God. We might think we can, but no, we never can hide from God. God is God, and he's all by himself. Yes. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. He's faithful. He's true. And when God says something, he mean it. And we need to make up our minds and accept that he's faithful, he's true, and he's God all by himself. Without God, we can do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ, what? Which strengtheneth us. And he's right here to give us the strength tonight, isn't he? Amen. Give us the strength to live for him. And the word of God says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." What do you need? God's got it. Isn't that right? Live right. God will provide. Amen. He's faithful and true. Now, Psalms 139, here the psalmist is talking about God. He's talking about the God being omnipresent. God is omnipresent. Amen. There's nowhere where God is not. Wherever we go, God is there. Psalm 139, verses 7 through 12. We read that. Jeremiah 23. Verses 23 and 24. We're talking about the omnipresence of God tonight. God everywhere at the same time. Hallelujah. He's present everywhere. Jeremiah 23, verses 23 and 24. What does it say?
"Am I God at hand, saith the Lord?
Am I God at hand, saith the Lord?
And not a God afar off?
And not a God afar off? What did it say here and there?
Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him?
Can any hide himself in secret places that I should not see him?" He's asking a question.
Saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
"Do not I fill heaven and earth?"
Stop a minute. What did it say there? "Do not I fill heaven and earth?" We're talking about our God. This is our God tonight.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
God that saved us. Hallelujah. And he loved us so much that he sent his son, didn't he?
Amen.
To die for us while we was yet sinners. He didn't wait till we got right with, because we couldn't have got right with him, could we? Hallelujah. While we was yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. But he didn't stay dead, did he? Thank God. He said, destroy this temple. Or destroy this body. Whatever. Destroy this temple. And in 3 days, I'll raise it up again. Isn't that right? But now, they, hallelujah. He died because he consented to die. They didn't kill him. They didn't just take him. Hallelujah. Because when they came in the garden to get him, Jesus said, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And they fell back to the ground like dead men. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. We're talking about God tonight. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. A faithful God. A true God. An all-powerful God. Hallelujah. And we hallelujah. We serve him tonight, don't we? We love him tonight. Thank God for that message this morning. Powerful message, wasn't it? Talking about the blood. That blood, thank God, will never lose its power.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But it reaches what? To the highest mountain, and it flows to what?
Lowest valley.
Thank God. The blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faithful is our God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What does it say? Did you read?
And the only thing it says next, brothers,
saith the Lord. And let's read that again, because he said a mouthful here, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
What did he say? Am I God at hand, saith the Lord?
And not a God afar off.
And not a God afar. I'm a God right here with you. I'm nigh unto you, but I'm a God way over there. Isn't that right? He's God everywhere. He's everywhere. Read.
Can any hide himself in secret places
that I shall not see? Certainly not, because he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. All right?
Do not I feel heaven and earth?
Do not I feel heaven and earth? He feel heaven? Heaven is his throne.
Amen.
And earth is his footstool. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? We got a big God.
Big God.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God.
Amen.
It's wonderful, isn't it? It is faithful and true. He filled the heavens. All the heavens. He filled all the earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do I not feel heaven and earth? Yes, he does. He does, saints of God. And let's make sure that we praise him and honor him and magnify him and bless his holy name, because he's worthy, isn't he? He's worthy to be praised tonight. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank God. Glory be to God. God is omnipresent.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at Acts chapter 17, verses 26 through 28. Talking about our God tonight. It's omnipresent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What did that say? 26 to 28, yes.
And have made of one blood all nations of men.
Listen to what God did. He, God made out of one blood, he made all nations of men. All right? To dwell on all the face of the earth. God made man, didn't he? The Bible said God made man upright, but he sought out many inventions. Isn't that right? God made man upright. He did, didn't he? When he made Adam in the garden, did he make him upright?
Amen.
Yes, he did. But he gave him some commands, didn't he?
Yes.
He said, you may eat of every tree, isn't that something? All those beautiful trees in the garden. You may eat of every tree. Hallelujah. But the tree that's in the midst of the tree of knowledge and good and evil, don't eat it. Don't eat of that. The day you eat, thou shalt surely die. God made it plain, didn't he? God doesn't pull any punches.
No, sir.
God does all things well.
Amen.
So he told him, just let that tree alone. But that's the very tree that the serpent tempted Eve, didn't he? Have not God said? See, the devil is a liar.
Amen.
And he twists the word just enough to get you off course if you let him. Isn't that right? But thank God, we're going to stay on course, aren't we? We love God. We're going to stay on course. We're going to do the will of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is, see, we had, hallelujah, the word of God this morning, thank God. I received something this morning from the Word of God. Didn't you all? Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ that died that we might be saved. And we, you know what? We're living in a time when there's a lot of persecution. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of violence in the land. Isn't that right? The word of God to evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Isn't that right? But, thank God, we have a God that have a people. We're God's people, and we're the sheep of his pasture. Isn't that right? And we have a shepherd that lead us and guide us, protect us, and keep us, and deliver us. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. What does that mean? He's with us all the time. Do we believe it? But do we believe he's with us all the time? Sometimes we get doubtful. We shouldn't. We get doubtful sometimes, don't we? We do. But praise God. God doesn't want us to. God wants us to cling to him. We can cling to him. Roll our burdens over on him. He can bear them. He's a burden bearer. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says here.
In the bounds of their habitation.
Before, yes.
That they should seek the Lord. If haply they might feel after him.
Uh-huh.
Find him through. Though he be not far from every one of us.
Isn't that something? God not far from every one of us, is it?
In him we live and move and have our being.
Amen. In him we live, don't we? Amen. We move and have our being in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we've received him into our hearts. Hallelujah. And he wants us to be, hallelujah, lively stones in the building. Isn't that right?
Amen. Not dead.
Not dead. Lively. We have life tonight, don't we?
Amen.
We have joy tonight. We have peace tonight. Thank God. Because we have the Lord God of heaven.
Amen.
As our Savior.
Yeah.
As our Lord. Yeah. Amen. So God is omnipresent. Everywhere at the same time, nowhere you can go that he's not. A lot of people don't believe that because the devil has deceived them. Isn't that right? A lot of people don't believe that God is real. A lot of people don't believe Jesus was born of a virgin. But we do, don't we?
So
because we know him. That's really why we, hallelujah. I'm not talking about somebody that, hallelujah. What did Job say? I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see it thee. I see you now, Lord, and I abhor myself. My. You know, when you come into that great white light of God, you will abhor yourself, won't you?
Amen.
You better believe you will, by God. You'll despise yourself because we see, thank God, the glory of God, the hallelujah, the richness of God, the holiness of God, hallelujah, when we come into his hallelujah, into his presence. And he wants us to do that, doesn't he? He wants us to come into his presence. Thank God. Hallelujah. And abide. Jesus said, if I abide in you, my words abide in you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. But saints of God, we want to love God for who he is, don't we?
Amen.
I mean, not what we can get out of him. I mean, he loved to bless his people. But he wants us to come sometime and say, Lord, I love you. I just come to praise you. Isn't that something? See, God appreciates that, won't he? He really will. He appreciates that. And I feel like we do sometimes. I feel like we come sometimes and just, you know, sometimes you pray, you don't have words.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
There you go, my brother. Hallelujah. And the word of God, sometimes we don't have words. But like my brothers, thank God for the Holy Ghost. God uttered through us, doesn't it? God speak through us. And thank God for prayer warriors. Sister Ruth is a real prayer warrior. Ain't that right? So she loved to pray. You got to be close to God to love to pray. You know why? Real prayer is hard work. Isn't that right? I mean, real prayer is not easy to really. I'm talking about get down there and seek God until you get through to heaven, until you get through. Not until you finish, but until you get through to heaven, what I'm talking about. Amen. And it's not easy. But thank God. Prayer warriors that love God and seek God and won't give up. Hallelujah. Until we see the answers. And that's where God wants us to be. Isn't that right? So God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. God is omniscient. Amen? Which means he have all knowledge. He know all things. Isn't that right? He know all things. Yes, Lord. Yes. Amen, brother. He know all things, know all about us, and still love us. That's a loving God, isn't it? Amen. You better believe it is. That's a loving God. And know all about us. He know our shortcomings, our downsettings, our uprising. How he know everything about it. But he know what we're going to do before we do it. Amen. Isn't that right? You better believe it, does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at Psalm 147, verse 5. Hallelujah. God knows all things. Psalm 147, verse 5. Hallelujah. What does that say? Understanding is infinite. Isn't that right? No bounds, no limit to God's understanding. He know all things, doesn't he? He have all knowledge. Yes, he does. Psalms 139, verses 1 through 6. Let's look at that. God said to Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the womb, I knew thee. And before thou came forth, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. See, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. That means he know everything. Before he formed us in the womb, he know us. He know our names. He know our address. He know everything about us. Amen. Amen. Before he said, he told Jeremiah, before I came forth out of the womb, I ordained thee and sanctified thee a prophet unto the nation. And he tried to get away. And he said, oh, Lord God, I'm a child. I can't speak. But Jeremiah said, Lord, said, don't say you're a child. So you're going to go to where I send you, and you're going to speak what I tell you to speak. And Jeremiah, you did. Isn't that right? Hallelujah, because he loved God, but he suffered a lot. Jeremiah was he was called that weeping prophet. He wept a lot. You know why did he weep a lot? Because God showed him what he was going to do to his backsliding and hard-headed people. And it broke his heart, didn't it? And they put him down in a dungeon. But God got him out, didn't he? It wasn't time for him to go. When you're living for God, you're not gonna leave here until God get ready. See, that's right. God have power over all. You better believe he does. He's faithful. He loves us. Psalms 139, verses 1 through 6. What did it say here? What did the psalmist say?
O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me.
O Lord, you've searched me and you know me, Lord. You've known me. You know me. All right?
Thou knowest my down setting and my uprising.
Lord, you know my down settings, my uprising. You know everything about me, Lord. You know my down settings. You know my uprising. All right? Hallelujah. You understand my thoughts. You know what I'm going to think afar off, Lord. You know what am I going to think. You know what I'm going to think from the time that I'm able to really think until the time that you take me out of here. You know, understand my thoughts afar off, all right?
Thou compassest my path and my lying down.
Yes, you do, Lord. You
are acquainted with all my ways.
You're acquainted with all my ways. You are acquainted. You know about all my ways, Lord. Hallelujah. There's not a word in my tongue. You know everything that's in my tongue, everything that I'm going to say before I say it.
All right. You set me behind me.
You set me behind and before, yes.
And laid thy hand upon me.
Lord, hallelujah. We want God to lay his hand upon us, doesn't he? Yeah. Don't we? We want God to keep his hand upon us. We need him in these dark days, these dark hours in which we're living. Hallelujah. God. Have a people, thank God, that have made up their mind that they're going all the way with God. Isn't that right? We're going all the way with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like the Apostle Paul, he made up his mind. And there were men, Pastor Paul talked about men who had hazarded their lives for the gospel. They laid down their lives. They didn't care about their life, but they cared about getting the word of God out. They cared about getting people getting saved. Isn't that right? That's right. They preached the word. They stood for truth. And sometimes they were beaten. Hallelujah. But they still stood because they loved God. Hallelujah. When you really know God, you're willing to suffer for him. Isn't that right? When you know God, you're willing to live for him. Isn't that right? When you really know him. Because you know that this is not our home. And I stress that a lot. This is not our home. We're going home after God finished with us down here. But we want to be faithful to him. We want to be faithful to him. And Brother Doug was talking about tonight. We don't want when the time comes for us to go out of here that we didn't live right, you know. We want to know, and we can know this. We can know that we're the children of God.
Amen.
We can know without an ounce of doubt that we're going to have trial and test. We're going to have temptation. Isn't that right?
Amen.
But the trying to be faithful does what? Work in patience, James said. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you need wisdom, any of you, hallelujah, what's it go? If any of you like wisdom, thank you, let him ask of God, who give it to all men liberally and upbraideth not. It shall be forgiven, it shall be given him if he believe. Not doubt, believe, trust God, obey God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall be given him. And we need the wisdom of God tonight, don't we? We do. We need God's wisdom. Because there's a worldly wisdom, which is an ungodly wisdom. Isn't that right? The Bible said, for the world by wisdom knew not God. Isn't that right? Man have a lot of wisdom, natural wisdom, doesn't it? They have wisdom but to build an airplane. Wisdom enough to build an airplane. And put that thing in there and it'd fly, don't it? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, where'd they get that from? Where'd they get their wisdom from? Amen. God gave it to them. That's right. Man, see, God gave it to them, and they turn around and use it and think they God. Isn't that right? Some of them think they God. Some movie star a while back said, I'm God. He's ungodly is what he is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. People can get that deceived. I mean, you give man a little power, some men a little power. My God, you've done the wrong thing.
Amen.
But when you're a Christian and you love God, hallelujah, you humble yourself at the mighty hand of God and let him exalt you in due time. But when it's time to be exalted, that's left up to God because he knows that.
Amen.
He's not going to put in the, and God will not suffer us to be tempted above that we're able, but we'll with the temptation make a way to escape.
Amen.
And may be able to bury it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what did it say? Uh-huh.
It is high, I
cannot attain unto it. Amen. The psalmist talking here about God, omniscient, knowing all things. He knows not only your actions, but also our very thoughts. Look at 1 Samuel 16:7. He knows our very thoughts. Amen. 1 Samuel 16:7. Yes, 16, verse 7. Hallelujah. What did it say?
But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, that I have refused him. For the Lord seemeth not as man seeth.
Read the 6th verse, 6 and 7.
Six and seven.
Yeah. Okay. See, this is when God sent Samuel to the house of Jesse to anoint a king. Known him a king. Isn't that right? See, because Saul had messed up. Saul was when Saul was first made king, he was humble. And so you find some men humble when they're little and you know, but God had mercy upon him and helped him. didn't he? Spared him for a good while, but Saul just was hard-headed. He wouldn't obey God. He turned away from God. And so God let Saul know that he was rejected as king. And God sent Samuel to Jesse's house to anoint a king. And when Samuel went in there, he began to look at, how many sons did Jesse have? I'm not real sure right now.
Seven.
Was it seven? I'm not real sure. Maybe it was seven. But anyway, when Samuel went in there, when Samuel went in there to anoint a king, he looked at Eliab, big strapping of a man. Yes, big husky guy. And what did he say? What did he say about? Read that, brother. Yes.
When they were come, then he looked on Eliab and said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before me."
Stop right there. He looked at his son, Eliab, and said, "Surely what? What did he say about him?"
The Lord's anointed is before
him. The Lord's anointed before. He thought, Samuel had that horn of oil. Big old horn, you know, with all that oil in it. Getting ready, he was about ready to pour it on his head. The Lord stopped him. See, God knows what we think, doesn't he? You know, when on one occasion when Jesus was at a certain place, you know, they came to Jesus and they came to Simon about, said, "Do you all pay tax? Do your master pay taxes?" And he said, "Yeah." And when Peter walked in the house and Jesus said to him, "What thinkest thou, Simon?" Jesus knew, he knew, didn't he? And he asked him about the taxes and all, and he said, in other words, they weren't supposed to pay tax. Strangers were supposed to pay the tax, and the children were free. But you know what Jesus said? To keep from offending them, get your hook and go into the sea. I believe, cast the hook in there, and the first fish come up, you open his mouth, you find a piece of money. Pay our taxes. You see how Jesus did? I mean, why did he? It's because of love. He loved. He was trying to love the devil out of some of them, so to speak. You understand what I'm saying? Love wins, doesn't it? Love does win. You better believe it. So Jesus let Peter pay the taxes, but he perceived it. He knew his thoughts when he came in. Well, that's what I'm trying to say here. Amen. And here, Samuel looked at Eliab and thought he was going to be the one to anoint king. But what did God say to him? Don't look at his countenance. Don't look at his face. And don't look at the height of his stature. He's tall. Don't look at that, all right?
Because I refused him, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth.
Hold it. I refused him. The Lord seeth not as man seeth, all right?
For man looketh on the outward.
Man looketh on the outward appearance. Man look at what he said. Oh, yeah, look at that. They come in dressed all fine, you know. And the Bible speaks about that in the book of James. You know how if one come in, you know, and he's dressed all good, and another one come in shabby. You know, he was talking about then, you know, people having a respect of person. Isn't that right? Amen. But see, in other words, looking on the outward appearance, it can be deceiving if you don't have discernment. Down the spirit. And if you're not walking in the spirit, if you're not seeking God, letting God lead you, you'll make the wrong choice a lot of the time. Isn't that right? About a lot of things. But praise God, if we wait on the Lord and trust him. Look not. The man looketh on the outward appearance, all right?
But the Lord looketh on the heart.
The Lord know our hearts, doesn't he?
Amen.
Amen. We can say a lot of stuff. Thank God he know our heart. Yes, he does. He knows if we're true, we know we're untrue. Praise God. And true people of God know too. Isn't that right? When we walk in the Spirit and live in the Spirit, we'll know. Amen. You're not going to be able to deceive God's true people. Hallelujah. God's got a way to let his people know what's going on. And he loved to do that. He don't want, see, God's people are not in the dark, but they're in the light. So, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Light and darkness don't have no part with each other, do they? Huh?
Come on.
Hallelujah. No part. Hallelujah. Darkness is of Satan. And Jesus said, this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Hallelujah. And they're not going to come to the light lest their deeds should be reproved. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. From whom all blessings flow. God is so good, isn't he? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Man looketh on outward appearance, but God look at the heart. Amen. But God got him a king there, didn't he? You know what? Because the youngest one was out in the field taking care of the flock. Taking care of the sheep, wasn't it? Huh? Oh, all right, thank you. That was an A brother. Praise God. I thank God for your phone. His brother got a phone. He can get it quick. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I need a phone like that. If it's nothing just for looking up, you know, like, yeah. Praise God. But my sweetheart, yeah, she look up. She got one. She used that smartphone, but those phones are too smart for me. they are. Yeah, man, yeah. I could
do it, you can do it, brother.
Yeah, well, it takes me some time. Yeah, I could. We're tapping on, I can do it. But I just don't, you know, I just don't take time to do it. I need to. God is good.
Yes, he is.
Amen. So let's look at a few more scriptures here. All right, look at 1 Kings 8:39. 1 Kings 8:39. 1 Kings. Yes. Hallelujah. God is omniscient. You know all things. All right.
Then hear thou in heaven, thy dwelling place, and forgive and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only knowest the hearts of all the children of men.
You hear that? God knows the hearts of all the children of men. Nobody can get by. Nobody can slip by. Hallelujah. Nobody. If you try to climb up some other way to get into heaven, you're the thief and the robber. No thief and robber not going to make it. Is that right? You're not going to make it, my God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Let's look at, oh God, you're so faithful tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Let's look at Psalms 44, verse 21. Thank you, Lord. God is omniscient. He know all things. Amen. Let's see what it says here. Psalms 44, verse 21. He does what?
He knows the secrets of the heart.
He knoweth the secrets of the heart. Amen. You can't hide nothing from God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He got us covered. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And I thank God for him, you know. Amen. Christian people, we love it. We love this. Oh, we got one more scripture here. Hallelujah. One more scripture on that. Jeremiah 17, verses 9 and 10. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, isn't he? He's faithful and true. God is omniscient. God knows all things. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And to know God is, oh God, we're blessed. We're really blessed to know God, to really know him. What does it say, my brother?
The heart is deceitful above all things.
Mm-hmm.
And desperately wicked.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings.
You hear that? Amen. God searched the heart. He searched the heart. Amen. Hallelujah. He knows all things.
Amen.
and he'll reward us according to our doing, you know. He really will. All right. All right, let's look at Isaiah 42, verse 9. About a couple more scriptures after this. Isaiah 42, verse 9. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What did it say?
Behold, the former things are come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you something.
Yes. Hallelujah. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. I know about them. I know all things. And God keep his people on top of things, doesn't he? If we walk with God, if we live for God, amen. We're not in darkness, we're in the light. We're in the light tonight. Jesus is that light. Hallelujah. He's the light. And his light is in us. Jesus said, you're the light of the world, isn't that right? Why? Because he's in us and shine through us. Acts 2:23. Hallelujah. Praise God. Acts 2:23. What does it say?
Him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God.
Him being delivered by the determined counsel
of God.
See, God.
Foreknowledge
of God. See, God. They didn't slip nothing over on Jesus. You know that. The foreknowledge of God. It was God's will. Isn't that right? That Jesus come and die. Read.
You have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain.
You crucified and slain him, but it's because God. It's because God ordained this. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Jesus came for this purpose.
Amen.
He said, for this purpose I came into the world. He came to seek and to save the lost. Hallelujah. And he's still saving souls.
Amen.
Isn't that right? And that's a wonderful thing. God is still saving souls. And saints of God, let's continue to pray and trust God and believe God and wait on God. Amen. That we'll see souls saved coming into the kingdom. Because the hour is late.
Yes.
Isn't that right? The hour is late. I mean, a lot of people just, you know, they messing around, playing around, fooling around. Hallelujah. But the hour is late. And God not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come.
Yes.
As a thief in the night. In the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works of the therein shall be burned up. It says, seeing that these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? That's what God's calling for, isn't that right? Because we're looking for him to come. We're looking for him. He's coming the second time to them that look for him. Are you looking for him tonight? Thank God. Are you waiting on him?
Amen.
Amen. The Apostle Paul said, he talked about he'd rather be absent from this body and present with the Lord. Isn't that right? He said, but now for your sake, you know, I'm going to stay here a while longer. God let him stay here a while longer to help them, to keep them. Because when Paul got ready to depart, he called for the elders. You know, he went to a place called Malthus. He called for the elders. And then Paul, hallelujah, thank God, hallelujah. Preach the word of God. But then he got ready to, he knew it was about his time. He knew they weren't going to see his face in the flesh no more. And someone began to weep. They fell on Paul's neck and kissed him because they know he wasn't going to see his face no more. Thank God. But the Apostle Paul was following the Lord. Isn't that right? He was doing what God said. When he got ready to go up to Jerusalem, a prophet came to him and took his girdle and bound him and said, this is what they're going to do to you at Jerusalem. You know what Paul said? I'm not ready, not only ready to suffer, I'm ready to die for his name's sake. See, Paul was ready to die for his name's sake because he had lived for the Lord. Praise God. He had laid his life on the line to please God. That's what God wants us to do tonight. Give our all.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the spirit control. How's that song go? You can only be blessed. Is that the rest of it? You got that song? Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the spirit control. You can only be blessed, find peace and sweet rest if, when you give them your body and soul. You don't think you got it? All right, we're going to have to get that. We're going to have to get that because God wants our all, doesn't he?
Amen.
He wants our all. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice? God wants us to lay it all down on the altar. Give it all to him because he is our God. And he's able to take care of every situation. Every time we get in there and try to fight, we make a mess. And everybody put up our dukes and no, I'm a battle this out. No. Get in trouble.
Amen.
Wait on the Lord. Let your Lord fight your battle. Wait on the Lord, the word of God says. Hallelujah. He shall strengthen the heart. Huh? Wait on the Lord. Wait on him. Trust him. His time is right in every situation. Amen. So, saints of God, let's be encouraged to do the will of God. Amen? Because we know Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He meant what he said. He said what he meant. Amen? And so he wants us to be full of joy. How many of y'all know that?
Amen.
Jesus was talking. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. He wants us to be full of the joy of the Lord. Isn't that right? In the midst of all of this mess.
Come on.
Thank God. We have the joy of the Lord, don't we? And the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
It's our strength tonight. Because he's faithful. That promise. Amen. We can depend on him. He'll never let us down. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He meant what he said, and he said what he meant. Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, my brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, if we can find that song, maybe you can't find it tonight, but it's an old song. But if it's around somewhere, Brother Doug, he'll get it. Amen. You're all on the altar of sacrifice. God wants us to humble ourselves at his mighty hand and let him exalt us in due time. He's faithful to promise. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory.